going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Part of the hooky bookies.
So I was reading, like, right. So if you're drafted tonight, you're somewhere between the age of, like, 20 and 22,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So if you're 20, you were born in 2005.
Yes.
Yes. I was out of high school by then.
Yes.
You know? All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, these are
midway through my very mediocre academic career at the University of Washington by then.
These are the funny thing about the draft is always, of course, you want the young men and everything. The sunglasses inside is always.
Yeah, like, there will be some.
Like, come on, man. But the funny, I saw the reel about the fans' reaction to draft picks, right? And they had, like, when Patrick Mahomes was drafted, why do we do this?
Right, right.
And then Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills fans, and they had, of course, Jalen Hurts. And all that, and I just look at them like, and the reason they're acting like that is because they read something. That goes back to when people say, and I do my best not to say a specific player name. I always talk about saying I want. Why? Why do you want him? Because why? What do you know about this guy that's for you to say I want him?
There's usually about four or five reasons, right?
Yeah.
Right. You read somebody that you trust.
Yeah.
That-
but when you say you want it, it's more like. Like, you evaluated it to a point where right. when you said, I want him.
They went to your school.
Yeah, why do you want him? You know? And so that's always the funny thing.
Or you're related to him.
Yeah. But that's always a funny thing, too. Like, I want him. Like, well, what do you know about this guy, actually?
Yeah.
And then the girlfriend player reaction. Mm-hmm. They had one of those reels. And damn, ESPN, you know what theirs was? Russell Wilson and his ex-wife. I was like, y'all know. Y'all didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know you didn't have to do that. All right. Leave her alone. All right. Because I forgot she was like kissing the dog and everything. Like, leave her alone. That one, CeeDee Lamb's girl.
That was.
Are they still together?
I'm not sure. That was the one where she grabbed his phone, yes, right? And yes. He just grabbed it right, yes, back, real smooth.
Yeah. CeeDee Lamb's girl. And the ultimate one was, oh boy, Isaiah Wilson's mama.
Yep.
Isaiah's mama Wilson. Just tossed that girl up off his lap, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Get out the damn camera and let my baby have her moment.
Yeah.
And mama, that's that mama scruff, mm-hmm, right? Because mama scruff is different than weight scruff, right? Mama just, I mean, I could tell how she was sitting. Like she flapjack thick. Mama just snatched up, tossed up out of baby lap like that.
Yeah, no, that's how you know he's, you know, he comes from good. He's got some good hands.
Stay out, my baby. This is my baby's
She's
moment.
As good of a blocker as he is.
Yeah, but she tossed that.
She got her out of there.
She tossed her so fast, yeah, though. It wasn't no disruption.
Young lady who's trying to have a moment. Also, no, there's I. Look, these are all funny. These are, yes, all very funny.
Yes.
Traylon Burks, still one of my favorite ones.
Oh, yeah.
He's,
yes,
disappointed.
Yes.
He's disappointed,
yes.
Grandma.
Yes.
I hope we get something like that today.
Yes, I need it.
I hope we get something like
it.
That today.
I need it.
As much as it was overblown, I love Tack McKinley coming up on stage with the picture of his grandmother.
It was great.
That was really cool.
It was great. My only thing was that people thought that was going to, I mean, he was going to be good.
Here's what I
love it.
People that had never
look
heard
at
of
the
him.
Passion, baby.
Never heard
no damn Tack
until
McKinley.
They said his name.
Only person I heard say, go back to the question that you asked. Only person I heard say Tack McKinley's name that whole draft was Dave Archer.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Archer was the only person, yep, that, yep, said Tack McKinley. Only person that I remember saying it.
Before the draft.
Before the draft.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the only person.
Yep. And then they took him. I'm just hopeful that I think we did it this year. I think we've covered the guy they take.
Okay.
I think we've said him. I don't know. We said a lot of names.
No. We said a lot of names. Yeah. All right. We said a lot of names. And here I go. I mean, I told you.
I think
we
said his
name. Got the notebook. All right. Got the red book out.
If there's any names we haven't said yet, say them. Yeah, and then we can claim that we did.
Because obviously, me and Abe, we were talking about it before the show. Now, we talked about the TJ, the kid out of Ohio State.
Yeah.
We talked about him.
Tui Matalolo.
Yeah. We talked about him, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
We just rattle off names like an engineer an auctioneer.
That's what I'm saying.
What if he's 50
names?
Then we said his name.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So,
and we've talked about him.
But he's one of those boomer bust.
But
if they take him at 15, it's edge rusher. He's more of a five technique guy. He's not a true edge.
Yeah,
we good.
If they take, is it TJ or JT? TJ, the guy from Ohio State. Yeah.
JTT.
I say JTT.
Yeah. If they take him at 15, I'll be surprised.
Okay.
Now, if they get him in the second round, that'd be great.
It'd be great because that's what he's like. I said, he's not a pure edge guy. He's a He's a more of a five technique. What about these guys? Like, this is me thinking about different things. Guys falling. Because it's always a guy where you see, like, damn, he's falling. Mm-hmm. Why is he falling? And it's usually something to do with something that isn't football.
Medical or otherwise.
And there's a couple guys that play the position that the Falcons need.
Mm-hmm.
What if these guys are dropping and you're like, okay, he's there and the Falcons don't pick him? And you would look like, well, there's a reason why they didn't pick him. It would be more or less off the field, right?
Yeah, okay. I would think so.
When I'm thinking about like Mike Green, Mike is well known of his situation and everything like that.
There's been two sexual assault allegations, neither of which led to criminal investigation or conviction or anything like that.
At all, but is that one of those situations where he's dropping for a reason because of that? I think if that's a reason, if you see him go past 15, mm-hmm. that's the reason why.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Hold on, let me finish real quick. Yeah. Because my thing is like this. If you wouldn't draft him in the first, but he's there in the second, then why take him in the second at the first?
Right. What's the character concern as far as
you know what I mean?
That goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've always been curious about that.
That's a great
question. He's a first-round talent, but we're going to take him in the third. Well, why? I mean, especially
if it's because of that.
Right.
Like, you care less about the allegations on Friday than you did on Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, if you got a moral stance, take a moral stance, which, again, I'm fine with. Like, if that's how you want to run your organization, you can run your organization like that. I will say this. Like, you're going to have to search far and wide in every professional sport to find a roster that doesn't have anybody on it, that doesn't have any, quote, character issues. And again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't avoid guys because of those reasons. You can do whatever you want. But I think it's also possible that guys can learn and guys can grow and evolve, whatever, like, and get better and more mature and all those sorts of things. I just, you know, we don't tend to cover that stuff that much here because it is it's such murky water. But you know people take guys off their draft boards because of
they
it.
Do.
But then other teams don't.
He's off people's draft board because of it.
Do you think they didn't take Jalen Carter because of all of the stuff that preceded the draft?
Hell yeah.
You think that's why?
Hell yeah.
Right. Dude. So he had never been in any trouble before that, and he's never been in any trouble since then. Eight teams passed on him. It wasn't just the Falcons, but eight teams passed on him. The Eagles said, we don't care about that.
Right.
We're going to trade up and get him. And they've been rewarded for that.
Yes.
And there's a lot of different examples of guys being, you know, passed on and falling down draft boards because of that.
Yeah, I do believe that.
Yeah. And so, you know.
Don't ever try to do. When people try to say that, I'm like,
That's why I try to be careful with what I'm about to say is like, I'm not trying to tell anybody, whether it's a team or a fan, how to judge a guy.
No,
like, if
never
you flat out don't like a guy because of that kind of stuff, that's fine. But, like, another team's going to take him.
Yes.
And if that guy's got 15 sacks next year, a lot of people are going to forget the reason why your team didn't take him.
Mm-hmm.
All you're going to do is look at the fact that you didn't take him, you didn't get him, and you got 15 sacks. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't look to my sports teams to be my moral compass.
Hallelujah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you were to take a guy with character concerns, okay. You know?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
I'm not trying to be callous about it.
You're not being callous. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Why you would have the concerns, but like, if the guy's really good at getting to the quarterback, and that's what we need, I say go ahead and do it.
Right.
Or whatever position, not to single out Mike Green. There's various guys in this draft that have character concerns.
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know. I don't think that that's a I don't think that's a sustainable way to run a football organization, is all I'm saying. I think sometimes you're going to have to take, you know, you're going to have to trust that when you get them here.
They're not going
to
do that then.
Yeah, they're going to grow up
right.
and behave themselves. You know what I mean?
I don't know what that comes here.
I don't know. Maybe we'll just do the draft stuff here and we'll do an NFL no huddle in like 10 minutes because we've kind of done it in reverse a little bit.
Yeah.
Are there any of those names when you look at it as... Because there's some guys that have some medical stuff that have popped up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And there's some guys that have off-the-field stuff, like Mike Green we just talked about. I know James Pierce from Tennessee mm-hmm. has had some character stuff. The corner from Michigan, who had been mocked to the Falcons
yes.
early in the process,
yes.
he's fallen a bit because he hasn't done a lot of workouts because he's had some injuries.
Yes.
He'll probably be there.
And the thing with him is he's a top 10 guy. They're worried about him. The
big Will Johnson.
Yeah, Will Johnson. The thing about Will is... Because, like I said, he missed his first pro day. He just worked out for teams last week, mm-hmm. and he didn't run.
And he didn't run the field.
Yeah, and right. so people are perceiving that as he might not be as fast as – did you see him play?
I know. That's my thing, is like the last 2 years at Michigan when he's been starting at corner and locking down the best receivers in the country, like that all happened.
And that's a good thing. That's a great. That's the one thing about it is like – and he's played on great teams.
Yeah.
He's been an outstanding player on defenses that are going to have a defensive tackle that was drafted in top. Like, he's played with great players.
Just go ask Michael Penix
yes.
about that guy and trying to complete passes against him or anyone on that Michigan defense in that national championship game 2 years ago. And he'll tell you everything you need to know about him. Yes, his foot probably hurts right now. All right. He had a foot injury.
Yep.
That's not going to be forever.
Yeah. There's other guys. I mean, you look at – and we call – what's – I got it right here. Derek Harmon. Tackle defensive line. He's a like there's and I know that when the Falcons they call themselves a base 3-4 and all those different things like that. So when you look at guys talking about a 5 technique, he's the guy that lines up over the tackle in 3-4, 2 gap and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you certain they don't 2 gap here, but I mean he's a guy where when you think more of a 5 technique in a 3-4, you look at him more, Andy, as an inside pass rusher and sub package. It's not more of an edge outside rusher. I think the Falcons need more edge outside rushers. Guys with speed and everything. But, I mean, there's certain dudes in certain positions that when you look at it, you can classify them as a defensive end, but what kind of defensive end is he? And because they play so much sub, where is he going to line up in the sub packs? Now, you got guys that played fives that can line up outside. That's where Calais played. Calais was a true five. He played outside a lot of times back when he in his early days of Arizona. So there's certain guys that can do it, and then he can line up all over the place. T.J. Watt, J.T. won the damn Watt. J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt was a natural five tech, but – see where he does. He lined up all over the place. So if you got a guy that people classify him as that, where does he line up when it's passing down?
Right.
Can he rush over the edge or do you have to move him aside?
Well, and the good news, well, not good news, but the good yeah. news for looking at these prospects is yeah. you need all of it.
All of it.
There's not like a spot on the defensive line right now from a Falcons perspective where you're like, nah, we're good. It's a question mark across the board. So, you know, if it's a guy like that that's a little bit more versatile, fine.
Right.
If it's a guy like that that's got a specific spot, fine. If you just get a defensive tackle, because there's going to be guys available at 15. That probably Mason Graham's not going to be there. He probably won't be there.
Probably not. But somebody, people are cut because I think when the name that Mike was talking about, Asgenti might mess some stuff up. He might.
That's what we got to root for.
Yes,
here's what we got to be rooting for if you want, like, whatever the defensive lineman is you want to fall. You got to hope that Genty goes 5
yes.
and that scares other teams into Omarion Hampton
yes.
or who? Maybe Cam Scataboo. I don't know. Somebody gets crazy and jumps up. Or somebody jumps up in that top 10 and takes like Tet McMillan or one of the other wide receivers, and then maybe there's a little mini run on a receiver.
What about if two tight ends go in the top 10?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. No, Jack Sorey's not going to be drafted at 15.
Now, I think, yeah. I mean, Tyler Warren, I'd be shocked if he doesn't go in the top
yes.
10. And Colston Loveland.
Colston Loveland.
He'll probably go 10th.
He's nice.
They're both very
He's
good.
So nice.
Crazy to think two tight ends go before any receivers
yep.
go.
Exactly.
And two tight ends go before the second running back goes.
That's probably going to happen, though.
Yeah, probably will. Probably will. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Take a look around the rest of the league as it is the Thursday of the first round of the NFL draft right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
NFL no huddle. We meant to do it at the top of the noon hour, but we got rolling. We got rolling on that Falcons draft conversation. And what were we supposed to do? Stop rolling? I don't think so.
No, it was great.
When you get rolling.
Rolling!
You roll.
And we do.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Get to the back page with Bo, coming up in about 20 minutes as well. Also, if I remember, and I'm going to try hard to remember, we're going to reward you just for listening to the show in about 10 minutes from right now. Be listening closely for your cue to call.
We got some good. What's it called?
Renfest.
Renfest. Yes, make sure you say it right. Renfest. For all the Renfesters.
Yeah, man. Renaissance Festival sounds fun. Get dressed up like a.
Get dressed up like a knight. Bo is all in on this.
Eat some like the giant turkey leg or something.
Bo's all in.
Big goblet full of wine.
I'll just start making decrees. I will live.
Yeah.
I will live through Bo. All right. I will live through Bo with this. With the Renfest.
I used to. I thought
you wanted to be a lord. No, that was a sir.
A sir.
Right. You could be a lord at the Renfest.
I think a sir would play well at the Renfest.
Dude.
You tell them you're Sir Randy McMichael at Renfest, you get the seat at the head of the table.
They'll put you in the front row at the jousting show.
They let you joust.
If you want to say my baby's wanted to go, but that's the most overrated thing ever, dude.
Jousting?
That thing up there at Mall of Georgia? Not Mall of Georgia.
Like a medieval times or whatever?
So overrated.
See, I've heard very differently.
So overrated.
Especially lately. I've heard that it's like really, really cool lately.
That's a restaurant, right?
Yeah, so overrated.
They serve food, but they do medieval games.
They serve bland-ass chicken, all right? Like it was back in the days with no seasoning, all right? Been twice, all right? And both times, chicken was bland.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Bland.
The medieval English weren't famous for their cuisine, I don't think.
Yes, exactly. They served dinner there. What the hell is this? But the kids were real young then. But they had a good time. Kai got one of the little flag things and everything. It was cool.
All right.
But yeah, we ain't been back. And Kai's 18. All right, we were 10 when she went.
Well, twice is enough, you know? I think what they say about medieval times. All right, here's Mickey Loomis. Talking about trying to get things straight with Derek Carr soon.
The question is about Derek Carr. He does have an issue with his shoulder. We're hoping to get some resolution and clarity on that in the near future. When we do, I'll report back to you. Otherwise, I don't have anything more.
Thank you, Mickey.
I've never ever.
Didn't clarify anything.
Andy, I never remember ever seeing Mickey Loomis until yesterday. I was like, oh, that's what he looks like. He looks like a Mickey.
Yeah,
he looks like a
big ears.
Yeah, a little bit. But no, the thing with them is because this to me seems I don't know because I never want to say somebody is like withholding things or something like that. Something smells like Baltimore docks right here, man. With this whole thing, something smells fishy because the thing with it is like his contract is guaranteed already. They did that last year, made sure this year was guaranteed.
Right.
But something's going on as a discourse between the two.
What would your theory be? My theory would be
he doesn't want
them to draft a quarterback.
Exactly. He doesn't want them to draft his replacement.
Yeah, so he doesn't want them to know how bad it is.
Exactly. Now, if I'm Mickey Loomis, I allow my young head coach, who is an offensive guy, pick his quarterback. Mm-hmm. If I'm him.
Yeah.
Now, the biggest thing about that was, you remember we were talking earlier, Dan Orlovsky just put out a list of all the quarterbacks next year. Is this something that they wait till next year? Because we were talking about tank for Arch. You know, if they want to take Vars, let Spencer Rattler start. Let Spencer Rattler be your damn starter.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Or Derek Carr with a bum shoulder.
Go get you a great player at nine, and you build off of that, and then you go get the quarterback, and hopefully, you know, Spencer Rattler don't start winning games in December. You know, and that's everything. Okay.
Gets hot.
Because that's why the Giants don't have the number one pick.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's why the Giants have the number one pick, because they just wanted to just win the damn game.
The mock draft I'm looking at right now has the Saints taking Mykal Williams at nine.
Yes.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
Who they got at eight?
You know who's at eight. Carolina Panthers taking Jalen Walker at eight.
So I don't want them dudes in the division.
I don't want those guys in the division. I mean, obviously I want what's best for those guys' careers. What would be best for the Falcons if the Saints decide they need a quarterback tonight.
Yeah.
Is if they need Shedeur Sanders tonight at nine.
Both shaking his head.
Or Jackson Dart at nine.
Yeah, but this is the thing, because we talk about relationships and things, and this Jackson Dart thing. I'm not buying it, but I mean the correlation of, you know, the relationship with a lot of people on the Giants staff. They talked about it, you know, Ole Miss, Brian Daboll, and their OC Charlie Weiss Jr. They're real close, right. Obviously because of the New England thing.
Relationships are huge in this stuff.
Joe Judge is down there.
Yeah.
Joe Shane's kids go to school there. So I mean, it's a
pipeline.
Yeah, he ain't going at three though.
No.
Now this is what I'm talking about when we talk about different situations. I know this won't happen because the Falcons probably have enough to get up to three. But they can do that. If you're the Giants, if you can get back to 15 where the Falcons are and get your guy Jackson Dart, do it.
Yeah. Oh, Jackson Dart will be there at 15.
Yeah, Jackson Dart will be there at 15.
Yeah, the Falcons don't have enough to get to three, though.
Yeah, don't have enough to get to three for 15.
You'd have to give up next year's stuff for sure. To get to three.
Yeah, for sure.
They want to play.
There's Abdul Carter sitting right there.
Then you'd have Abdul Carter.
Yep, have Abdul Carter.
And that'd be great.
Hell yeah, it would.
That's one of those ones we talked to Mike about just because – in the context of 15, maybe it doesn't feel like there's a guy that's going to be there at 15 that's a, you know, franchise changing whatever. And maybe there is. Who knows? We don't know the future.
What's the Falcons' relationship with the Jets? Maybe you can get up to seven and get Jalen Walker.
Well, they hired Olbrich.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. No.
Maybe. I would look if the Falcons trade up. Fine.
Yeah.
Great. Just you really have to be right then. Doesn't matter. You got to be right either way. Like. Trade up, trade back, stay at the same. You got to be right either way. Seat's hot. Haven't won in a long time. Let's hear from Joe Flacco talking about being a mentor.
It's such a weird question to ask, and you kind of get in trouble no matter how you answer it.
Hell yeah,
I don't think anybody ever really views themselves as a mentor, solely as a mentor.
What a great answer.
I think we all want to go out there and compete and play. I think if you're in the quarterback room for a day or two, you can probably understand that things like that naturally come up. I've played a lot of football and I have a lot of different experiences, and there's a certain way that I see it, and there's a certain way I can talk about footwork and reads and those things, and I think they naturally come up. And I think when you just have a competitive good quarterback room, you don't really have to worry about being a mentor. You just kind of you do you and you compete and you have fun, and conversations come up and everybody learns from it.
What a dumbass question.
But a delightful answer.
I love the
just
answer.
Just a great answer. What's from Joe Flacco.
Like, why do people want somebody to have to mentor somebody all the time? He's a grown ass man.
Yeah.
We're playing the same position. I want to play.
Right.
Right? I don't want him to play in front of me.
Right.
All right?
I don't know.
But now
I don't want all this mentor stuff.
Where did all this mentor crap
real
come
hot
from
the last couple years?
Yeah, it has been, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are we talking
about?
Because
I have no idea who asked the question, but I'm just gonna make a baseless accusation about this media
person.
I'm gonna assume when you ask a mentor question, you're hoping that they'll be like, hell no, I don't want to be the mentor.
Hey, man.
And then you get some clicks or whatever. But Flacco answered it brilliantly.
I talked to Joe Flacco. I asked him about the mentor, Ma. Shut up, dork.
Yeah, nah,
get out of here, man.
If you're a good teammate, you work hard, then people will learn from you.
It's mentor crap. I saw a damn, they were asking the rookies that's at the draft, who is the first person you want to exchange jerseys with? Get the out of here. Are you serious? Who's the first player you want to exchange jerseys with after a game?
Who are you going to be starstruck by,
are
basically?
Are you serious?
That's the question.
Oh, God, doggone soft ass.
Do guys ever say no?
Yes.
They do?
Tom Brady.
That would be embarrassing.
Tom Brady says no all the time.
That would be embarrassing.
Hell yeah.
Hey, bro, you want to exchange jerseys?
No.
Not with
no.
you?
No.
Because that means I get yours.
Exactly. That's more than anything. I don't want show jersey. Yeah. We didn't do that stuff.
Do you know who Roy Keane is?
No.
Roy Keane was the captain of Manchester United for years.
Okay.
He's an Irish guy. You'd love him. He's Irish like, Randy McMichael.
Sounds like
you'd love Roy Keane.
Okay.
I think the character Roy Kent in Ted Lasso was loosely based on Roy Keane. I'm sure you liked that character.
Yes,
he's pretty funny.
I loved him.
So he's very fun. He does media now, whatever. And one of the guys he does a show with was a pretty good player, but not a great player. And he went on a rant or a list of guys he exchanged jerseys with. He's like, Brazilian Ronaldo and blah, blah, blah. And Roy Keane was like, and they got your jersey too, huh? I would just, if you have a moment today, find some Roy Keane stuff on Instagram. You'll have a good laugh.
I love it. I love it, man. But yeah, whatever, anyway, man.
I don't know how we got there. Sorry about that.
No, but it's true. Shout out real quick to Steve Mongo, McMichael. Great, great defensive player for those nasty Bears teams. Obviously, wrestling and things like that. Passed away from ALS. But like he was hanging on. He hung on long enough to go into the Hall of Fame last year. So, shout out to Mr. McMichael. Met him a couple times.
Did you?
Yeah, met him.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, met him a couple times.
Any relation?
No. But still.
Football fraternity.
I mean, you're getting there. There's him, and then there was
The Braves had a McMichael.
The Braves had a McMichael. Steve McMichael. No, not Steve. God, what was his name?
That was Steve Mongo McMichael in the past.
What was his name?
Greg McMichael.
Greg McMichael. My uncle's name is Greg.
Yeah.
And then there's a hockey player that's balling right now.
Oh, yeah. There's a hockey McMichael.
Yeah. Do you say balling in hockey?
Pucking.
Yeah, dump that one, Abe. Scared the hell out of Abe then.
What do you say in hockey?
I don't know.
You could say balling in any sport, right?
But hockey, though, that's icing.
Icing?
Yeah.
He's skating.
Boy, look at that boy that's skating. But
all right, what else?
The Lions signed Kirby Joseph to a mega deal.
Shout out to Kirby Joseph.
Yeah, good for him. Highest paid safety ever. And then I was reading after that they're trying to lock up Aiden Hutchinson also.
Okay, yeah, that'd be smart. That'd be a good time to do that. I saw the Titans sign Tyler Lockett last night.
Good for him.
That's
what's the relation? Anything in from Seattle?
Not off the top of my head. But that's for if Cam Ward is the selection there. That's a really nice little veteran kind of security blanket to have.
Maybe not today, but obviously we should probably talk more about this one because we'll be up at Flyer Branch tomorrow. I was thinking about possible vets that can get traded.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure.
Got a couple of names on it.
And who knows, maybe some even will today.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Yeah, no, tomorrow will be fun too just because obviously we can react to today's pick, but then so many guys you expect to get picked today won't.
Yes.
And you can talk about who's available in the second round.
That's going to be
fun. Hey, you know what else is going to be fun? The Georgia Renaissance Festival. And you can be there if you're caller number 6 right now, 404-726-0929. You're going to win a family 4-pack to go to the Georgia Renaissance Festival in Fairburn, Georgia. Call us up right now. We're sending you to get a big old turkey leg. Bring your own seasoning. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
See, these are the things.
Watch your kids.
Watch your damn kids.
Yeah, watch your kids.
All right, because you know who out there doing all that dumbass stuff? Folks with mom and daddy ain't there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, again, I ain't no perfect father. My kids ain't perfect. I know my kids ain't going to be doing that. Because you know what the problem is? Ain't nobody scared of getting blanked up no more. That's the problem. Because you know why? Because that damn 800 number be on everybody outside of everybody's room door. You know what I'm saying? Like, mama, like, call them. Call them. Call them, Randy. Say, I would never do that or I would never threaten that because she going to give you a reason to call them. Like, whoa, whoa, hey, we going to square off. Nowadays, you can't do that, Andy. You can't do that. But Angel going to square off with you. Oh,
just a bunch of kids that need to be beat.
Yeah, man.
That fair.
Angel going to square off with you.
Cut to the gist here.
Who you going to call? You know what I mean? No, don't do that. Don't do that with Angel.
Yeah, I just don't
No, it's just
I don't like rides. I also don't like rides that were put up yesterday by 14-year-olds.
By 14-year-olds.
You know? I'm good. I don't like rinky-dink prizes, and I, for the most part, don't like fair food. Now, I do like a turkey leg, but I can make my own turkey legs.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in just a couple of minutes. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour, which is the NFL Draft Round 1 is tonight. Talking to Mike Conte, who's a part of the coverage on the radio station this evening, predicting the Falcons will pick right around 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
With the 15th pick, draft starts at 8. You know how Goodell does his big, long preamble, and then like 8 to 10 minutes per pick.
Yeah.
Probably right around 10 o'clock they'll make their
pick. The biggest thing what makes me mad is the number one pick. Like, Tennessee, hurry up.
Yeah, come on. You know what you're going to do.
I know what y'all going to do.
You're going to wait till the end of
it. We know what y'all are going to do. Yeah. I think, that. But, could Roger, good evening, Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Welcome to 2025.
Did they boo him tonight? It's kind of a tradition now.
It's kind of a tradition. It is. It is. And I was looking at some stuff. It's supposed to be little cool tonight, but not freezing up there in Green Bay right now. So, but I still don't know, is it going to be in the stadium? Is it going to be covered? Because obviously, you know, there ain't a lot of ballrooms in Green Bay. You know what I mean? A lot of hotels. Ain't a lot of nothing.
Like a Radio City Music Hall
ain't a lot of nothing.
Of Wisconsin?
Ain't a lot of nothing in Green Bay up there. Yeah, but
like a polka lounge or something like that?
I would think somewhere between 9:30 and 10.
9:30 and 10.
Yeah, 9:30 and 10.
Yeah, there's basketball games to watch, flip back and forth. There's all kinds of stuff going on tonight. Braves.
No Braves. Braves come on.
Oh, they play tonight?
Yeah, Braves play tomorrow.
I think they have the day off today. Okay.
All right. Damn, I just thought they had it today because they played early yesterday. But anyways. But yeah, there's so much going on. Like me, I'm sitting there and watching all the draft. Both, you know. Because I'm trying to figure out which one you watching. You watching the ESPN? You watching NFL Network?
Oh, I don't know. Probably ESPN.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna do NFL Network this year because Greeny hosting is
Who does NFL Network? Eisen? Eisen?
Yes.
I like Eisen. Yeah. All right. I'll watch NFL Network then. Yeah. All right. You talked me into it.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. And you got Knicks Pistons at 7.
Okay.
And then Nuggets Clippers at 10. So after the Falcons make their pick.
Did you see Charles Barkley go in on that?
On what?
On that.
Oh, on
right
the fact
there?
That it's on NBA TV?
Oh, yeah.
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 No offense, but offense.
Yes.
The Thunder and Grizzlies should be on NBA TV.
Yes.
That's going to be a sweep, and no one wants to watch
it. Yes.
Hey, Backpage with Bo is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So we had a guy predict where he was going. Oh, wait, I'm getting ahead of myself here. So, look, I'm not much of a tinfoil hat wearer, and I don't really, you know, subscribe to what are the things called? Where the conspiracy theories. But look, man, we played a softball game last night.
Oh.
Versus a little team up from Mountain View. Pretty good little team. They're a younger team. They usually, this is a park that has like hundreds of players, and they usually just play themselves. So we score 3 runs to take the lead in the bottom of the third. Head to the top of the fourth. Juice Johnson's on the mound. There's a runner or two on. We have a 1-run lead. Then one of our softball moms says she sees lightning. A couple of them say they see it. We don't have any alarms going off or anything like that. But when you see lightning, you have to act on it.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a conference.
Seems like a pretty good standard.
Yeah. The umpires are
for
like
10-year-olds.
We didn't see it. It's up to you coaches of what y'all want to do. There was 12 minutes left in the game. All right. If you see lightning, you have to get everybody off the field, out of the dugouts for a minimum of 30 minutes, unless more lightning
strikes. Game's over.
Pretty standard.
Game's over if lightning is
called.
Or
you can just call it. They say it's up to the coaches. I'm like, why is it up to the coaches? Like, I guess with 12 minutes left. I'm like, look, we're up. We're ahead. There's 10 minutes left. I'm good with calling it. The other coach doesn't want to do so because he's losing, of course.
Of course.
All right?
Would you do the same thing?
I don't know.
You do, too. You do, too.
Well, it depends if it's a school night and it's 10 minutes left. Either way. But here's
lightning
here's the part.
Harm you differently if there's school tomorrow?
That 30 minutes later versus
I understand
let's go home,
what you're saying,
you know,
but I don't think all right.
Well, here's the kicker. So instead of doing either of those things, we just restart the game because only a couple parents saw the lightning. I guess.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
So you got to replay the
whole
thing.
Why this was allowed to happen?
No, so you start the game back up.
We just restarted the game.
Okay.
Went right back into playing. We play about 10 minutes. A couple little things happen. They score a run. Ball game gets tied. Supposedly, there's more lightning and the game gets called immediately.
Damn, Bo.
So they were a little bit more cautious after that run.
Yeah, they got you, man.
Then they were.
Who do we need to protest to, Bo?
Nobody. Mountain View.
Look, it's just it's a regular season game.
Mountain
it ends
View.
In a tie.
Is that what he said? Mountain View.
You know,
known cheaters.
Yes,
Mountain View.
Mountain View.
I have
cheaters.
Heard. You know, no conspiracy theorists.
I don't think a tinfoil hat would be good in a lightning storm.
Yeah, that might hurt.
So I'm glad you didn't have that.
That might hurt.
So, anyways, tie ball game last night. Next game, Saturday morning.
We had to evacuate the golf course when I was playing with Mike Bell a couple weekends ago because we saw lightning.
Did they make y'all come in? Because I've been to golf courses where they're just like, oh, just go under that tree over there.
Now, the guy was like, do what you want, but the lightning was pretty close.
Oh, I'm not. You're going to have a Caddyshack moment?
No.
Oh, rats fart!
Nobody, game of my life.
Nobody was having the round of their life at that point. And then it started downpouring, so we got
fart.
Out of there.
Were we together? No, you were gone that day. When we were out at East Lake, when that lightning hit that tree,
Oh, I wasn't there.
You weren't there with
no,
me.
I wasn't
it,
there for
yeah,
that.
It was me and Chuck Reed. Yeah. We're doing it.
Now, we've been there every year since when a rainstorm comes through and there's a weather delay and every person in the vicinity is in the Tito's Stillhouse trying to get a transfusion and you and me are just in there trying to do a radio show in a sauna, basically.
Oh, God. Can't wait, though.
Oh, I love it. Those it's my favorite 2 days of the year every year.
I'll tell you what. That's exactly what I said heading to the second huddle where they were like, we got to call the game. I'm like, oh, that's convenient.
Yeah, dog. Cheaters. I would have had a problem. I had a problem.
So we've had a quarterback say on a video game that he's going to get drafted where he's going to get drafted. We've also had a quarterback call out where he thinks he's going to get drafted with another defensive lineman off a different team. Now we have a GM's son kind of saying that he thinks he may know what his team's going to be drafted. Now follow me here. Carson Shine, who is Joe Shine's son, on his Instagram account yesterday, last night, posted a video of several Jackson Dart highlights. Then after this video was posted, he took his account to private, so you can't go look at the videos. And I don't know why he just didn't delete it if that's what he was wanting to do.
Right.
Took his account to private. Now, there's no way in Hades the Giants take Jackson Dart at where, three?
Not at three.
Not at three.
But at 24?
Yeah, there's rumors they would trade back in.
Because I'm telling you, he is like reading and listening to Schrager. And I like that guy.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, Peter Schrager's great.
He's a really good guy. He's a great analyst. He's really good at this. But what he was saying was because like there's so many links to Jackson Dart to the Giants. Now, my thing with it is he good enough to save y'all job? Because that's the thing about the draft. Whenever you're on the hot seat and you draft a young quarterback, you might see potentially like, oh, no, man. We'll give Brian Daboll another year with him.
Right.
But
if they have to start him, that means you have to go away from Russ and Jameis if you do this?
Yes. Whew. Yes.
So if they trade back in or take Jackson Dart 24, you think he's got to audit? He has to start.
No. He's going to start. Russell will probably start. Like
Russell start the year.
Russell start the year and then get
Jackson Dart takes over later.
Yes.
What do they just trade Jameis?
Yeah. No.
Just keep all three of them?
Yeah, keep all three of them. You can't get rid of Jameis.
No, you got to keep Jameis. No.
I mean, that would bring clipboard Jesus a whole new meaning because Jameis is probably the closest thing to Jesus there is in the NFL.
Charlie Whitehurst did a good job with that nickname.
Hell of a job. Local boy, too, Chattahoochee High School.
My guy.
All that to be said, though, like if you're the GM's son, maybe chill out on social media until the draft's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Clean it up a little bit.
So I guess I'm assuming y'all were watching inside when Shaq had to leave the set on air and go relieve himself.
I wasn't watching it, but I've seen the clip.
I saw the clip.
And then his own cohorts troll him with a porta potty in studio. So
what?
Now,
hold on.
They brought a porta potty in studio.
They brought a porta potty inside the NBA studio.
I did not see that. Now he left like live, right?
Live,
like the show was going on.
It was an emergency. I had to go.
And guts started rumbling all of a sudden.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
North Shore Care, known for their maximum absorbency products. They've been in the game for 20 years, if you haven't heard of them, have offered to send Shaq a care package featuring adult diapers that go up in size to 3X.
Yeah, Shaq's going to need a big diaper.
Yeah.
3X size Shaq diapers that offer 8 hours of leak protection in a form-fitting, quiet design. They've reached out to Shaq. They want to send him a quick care package.
He'll do it.
Shaq after this was revealed, though,
Shaq's going to be the new spokesperson for that company.
Depend also wants Shaq now.
Great. Bidding war.
There's going to be a bidding war for adult bathroom products.
Okay,
whatever. Shaq endorses everything.
Cool, then. Yeah, absolutely.
He's got icy hot.
I got a question. That's for like older people, right?
Generally speaking.
Okay.
Generally speaking.
Older people and people that
have there are other circumstances in which people use them.
Yeah, the astronaut lady. Yeah, the astronaut lady.
Long road trips. Concerts. I read a story.
Hold on. Long road trip. You can't get out and pee?
I would.
Oh, okay.
Or a bottle.
I don't
want
to stop. That's the thing. I don't want to stop on road trips until I have to get gas.
I read a
you would pee in a diaper bowl?
I would not. I would just hold it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bo.
I read
pull over on the side of the road if it got that bad.
Thank you, Bo. Okay.
I want to tell people how much I read. I read stuff, and I want to tell you about it. This really sad story about this lady who's addicted to slot machines and didn't want to leave the slot machine, so she would do that.
I've actually heard of poker players who are in tournaments, similar situations.
No.
If they're hot.
So invested in the slots that she got some depends out.
That's just crazy. Would they allow that?
That's an addiction, right?
How do you allow somebody, a grown ass person?
They don't know. How do they know?
You don't smell.
I don't know. Maybe it's a good.
Maybe she has not been eating broccoli.
I will say this. I'm not ever good at smelling when the diaper is bad.
Really?
Mm-mm. Really? I have to. Now, normally I'll see him because right. he'll go walk in the corner and face will turn all red. Uh-huh. And it's like, all right, he's pooping.
Right.
And then I'll get to it. Uh-huh. But like if I missed it, uh-huh. I never smell it. Really? Something's wrong with my nose. Really? And then my wife will walk in and be like, you don't smell that? And she thinks I'm faking it so I don't have to change him, which right. I would do that because right. I hate changing poopy diapers. I'm very ready for him to be potty trained right. soon. I got bad nose.
Oh, I never knew that.
Nose blind, never. I think.
So people sit at slot machines with a diaper on all night.
Well, not a lot of people, but I read a story about a lady who did.
Oh. I mean, you
She was a gambling addict.
Hey, dog, you walk through a cruise ship casino? Oh, yeah. Miss Lynn, Sarah, been sitting there all damn day. Like,
what would the thing have to be that you so badly didn't want to walk away from it to use a Depends?
Oh, man. Nothing. I'm telling you, dude, I potty trained myself, Andy. You should have seen my little self. Yeah. Because we were too poor. Like, we didn't have diapers. I was raised with cloth diapers.
Me too.
So I got tired of using them. So yeah, I learned how to potty train myself and wash the diapers.
We had cloth diapers.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, no, I couldn't imagine that, dog. Yeah, but that's what happens when we ain't had no Similac. We were raised on Carnation milk. Hey, Carnation milk got – hey, I grew to be 6'4".
It worked. We'll do that at our infant football training camp.
There we go. See, we're working on things.
Cloth diapers and Carnation.
Makes you rough.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.